with the skip one keynote. Just mention very briefly that this is really a keynote. I guess you would sort of think as the day moves to conclusion, this is the last of the keynotes of Ezra Kalir. He didn't exactly end on an optimistic note. You know, you think like your last, sort of the last salvo should be one of some consolation. Although, truth be told, the last line is Va'ozen Achem, but most of the keynote is Ve'echen Achem. Like, how can we be consoled? And the truth is that this keynote even as we maybe read the first few, it's an absolutely beautiful, the first few lines. Echten achamuni hevel, how can you offer me empty consolation? You know, when someone comes to a shiva house and they just say the absolute worst thing. I mean, whatever. I don't know what people say, but just the last thing a person would want to hear, that's what they're uttering. It's like nothingness, like you have no clue what you're talking about. And when my Zekinur David, when the kinur has been turned to a instrument of Avelus, v'nachlas chevel kavod alai ol sevel, in the place of my nachala kavod alai ol sevel, there's such a heaviness. Ve'echen achem. I mean, just the language is absolutely beautiful, and it continues throughout the entire kingdom. I would say the truth is, I think we're people who are naturally optimistic. You know, in the worst of moments, we pride ourselves in finding slivers of hope, optimism. But the truth is, sometimes you sort of think about our life, think about just even the stories of the last couple days that have come out. You know, Iran gladly supplying arms to Hamas and cheering on the kidnapping of soldiers or civilians that should continue in the future. And stories of human shields and just on, I mean, it's on and on and on and intermarriage and just, you know, it's a lot. It's really just a lot. And we always sort of try to live with this positive energy and a sense of nechama and a sense of rebuilding, but it's just, really think about that, the Navelus means something. Ve'echen Achem, and that's very much what the connotation and the spirit behind Kina Chavches. And of course, Ezra Kalir with his last word says, Ve'ozen Achem. Hopefully in the future, Tshuvoseichem, Nishar Ma'al, Honani, Ovde Ba'al, Adi Ashtif, Ayer, Mima'al, Morich, Ovaya'al. Hopefully in the future, God will look down upon us from heaven, cast down into the grave and raise us up. Vioz and Achim. Echdach Muni Hevel, Vinachinari Nepal.